You're listening to The Brave Yes Show, a show for creators, entrepreneurs, and fierce change makers who want to take joy-filled, bold action to up-level, grow, or pivot your business, authority, and online platform without sacrificing your values. I'm your host, Sean Fink, a business strategist and courage coach who has been writing, selling, and building online communities for over 10 years. If you are ready to get business brave, apply for a free coaching exploratory session with me. I'll share the link in the show notes. Hello, hello, welcome. Happy back to school energy feeling. You're feeling it, right? I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone. And if you just so happen to be listening to this at a later time and it's no longer the back to school time of year, stay tuned because I'm going to actually share a few tips with you on how to get that feeling back any time of the year. So I'm really happy to be here with you. I'm kicking off a series of podcasts that I have been working on to help you get serious in your business. This is called the Brave Yes Business Reset Series. And I think the truth is that sometimes we kind of fall into a rut or we become really stagnant in our business and we start doing the same old, same old. Or maybe you don't even know what to do to get things ticking and talking on your business and your sales and your marketing. So I thought I would get really business-minded in any way that Sean can get business-minded, talking about courage and the brave yes and getting business brave, because it's all necessary if you want to grow, pivot, or up-level in your current business. So are you ready to start taking yourself and your business more seriously? Are you ready for that? Are you all in? That's the question that I have for you today. And what does it look like for you to be all in and start taking your business more seriously? That's really what we're going to be talking about today. I really want to get into what it looks like to take your business more seriously, but I also want to start, I'm going to start with some caveats, but I'm also going to start with the six signs you're ready to get serious and start saying a brave yes to bolder, impactful work for your business. And so this message is really necessary this time of the year. Here we are in the fresh start effect. What is this and why is it important? Well, the fresh start effect is this idea. It's really a psychological idea that we have a fresh start. And, you know, truthfully, we get the fresh start every week with Mondays. Some people love that and some people hate that. I happen to really love Mondays. It's a really important day. It just always feels like a fresh start. But you can also experience fresh starts many other times throughout the year. Right now, currently, it is September as I am recording this, and that means my kids went back to school a couple of weeks ago, and we are still in the kind of getting used to the school routines and the kids being in school all day, and the summer chaos and crazy and beautifulness is over. And so this brings upon the fresh start effect that many of us still experience even if we don't go to school. This fresh start effect is powerful new energy. It's a clean slate. It's like, okay, I'm ready to really get it right this time. I'm ready to really start to take my business seriously. I'm really going to do all these things. The problem is the fresh start effect wears off. And so my hope with this series is going to help you maintain and sustain that energy. And so first, I want to just say that you can decide when fresh start effect is going to happen for you anytime you want. So like I said, you can decide that you want fresh start every Monday. You can decide if you want a fresh start every new month or every new moon. You can decide if you want to have a fresh start at the beginning of a quarter. You can decide if you want to have a fresh start on your birthday or on any other special day that you declare. Maybe it's the day your business started if you have a date, a specific date for that. The point is, it is a mental activity. It is not real. You don't just suddenly have like legit fresh slate, clean slate. You just have the mental energy and the mental clarity of leaving things that you did not do well or that you failed at or you didn't finish behind. And now you're going to do things differently. And you can start to do that anytime you want. So, fresh start today, Monday, Sundays, who knows what it is for you, but just start thinking about how you can actually use that psychological activity, that sort of mental game to really start to clear the slate for you and make it so that you can start to take yourself and your business more seriously. So Sean, why are you, I feel like I hate when people talk in third person. So let me just say, you might be asking, well, why is taking my business and myself important? Why are you saying it that way? And so I say this because a lot of times when I see business owners, especially those who are at the, you know, have had a thriving business and are reaching that point of burnout, or they have hit, maybe you're in that sort of just up and running stage and, you know, you're in starter stage and you are hitting some roadblocks. And it's easy to start to doubt yourself. It's easy to start to question your work and your worth. It's easy to start to question your relevance. And you feel like maybe it's not worth it. Maybe why bother? Maybe it's not really going to be a viable venture. And taking yourself seriously is, to me, the very first step in taking your business seriously. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in the work that you do? This is ultimately my favorite thing to work on with clients, because if they come to me questioning their work and their worth, well, of course they're not getting clients. Of course they're not making sales. And so by taking yourself seriously, it is the first step in taking your business and your work seriously. And so that's why I'm saying it the way that I'm saying it. Now, here's some caveats that I really want to throw into this mix before I start my TED Talk on taking your business seriously. And that is this. Your energy must be in direct correlation to both your capacity and your life circumstances. I've talked a lot about capacity. You can go back and listen to podcasts about that. It is the work that I do with my clients. If you want to play bigger, if you want to go bolder, if you want to up level, if you want to hit your expansion point, you're going to have the capacity. I can't help you if you don't have the capacity. So capacity is number one. It is number one in the work that I need to do with people. In fact, I'm going to have a whole program on this very soon. So stay tuned on that. So your capacity has to be matching the level of energy that you can put toward. So if you're exhausted, burned out, then that's the kind of energy that you're going to be able to put forth. If you're waking up energized, excited, positive energy, you're going to have a lot more room for growth. That said, life circumstances matter. And I can't stress this enough. I never want to say to someone, push harder, strive more, if your life circumstances don't allow for that. So if you're a mom with little kids and you're stay at home and you're trying to get up a business up and running and you're exhausted and tired because you feel like you're in battle all day, of course, you're not going to have the same energy for your business. So this is why capacity and life circumstances matter to me when I'm working with clients. And I don't care what your life circumstances are. We will make it work. But just know that you don't have to go jumping out of airplanes with messages on your back to sell things for your business if that doesn't match your life circumstances or even your desire, right? I would never jump out of an airplane because that is just me. I don't do physical risk. I do creative risk. I do a lot of other risks, but I don't do physical risk. So a lot of business is reliant upon your capacity and your life circumstances. I mean, let's look at feminine conditioning. Men who start businesses often have a partner at home who is handling the meals, the house, the kids. But how many of you are trying to do that and run a business? And I have talked about the load that we are all carrying beyond our businesses. So if you haven't listened to that podcast episode, make sure you go back and listen to that one. So your life circumstances needs to be considered when you are setting your goals, when you are deciding, okay, I'm going to get serious. If you decide you're going to get serious and you know that there's going to be thousands of interruptions throughout your workday because you have a special needs kid or you have a full-time job and you're trying to get this other thing up and running, just take that into consideration with what I'm talking about today. The other caveat that I want to talk about is that sometimes, and even quite often, despite what the online gurus want to tell you, there's a lot of business that is out of your control. You can't make people pay you. You can't make people sign up for your things. All you can do is the things that lead up to that moment. So, as we're thinking about getting serious and really starting to buckle down and really starting to like do a deep dive on, you know, what we can do to start taking our business and our work and ourselves more seriously, there's a lot of trust involved with this work. There's a lot of, you know, setting yourself up into the right places, but then ultimately there's a lot of trust and surrender. A lot of this is out of your control. What we work on in my coaching program is what you can control. And we really double down on those things that are going to work. And that leads to an enormous amount of success and relief because now we're not trying to force sales. We're not trying to force revenue. We are doing the things that are going to naturally bring that toward us. So here we are, fresh start effect. We're ready. You're ready to get serious. You think you're ready to get serious. Maybe this time it's going to be different. Maybe this time you're like, I'm going to definitely get this right this time. So here's some signs that I see very often with my clients or with people that I know that you're ready to get serious and start saying a brave yes to bolder, impactful work. Work that is going to move the needle on your business. Work that is going to drive revenue, work that is going to actually get you in front of the right audiences and making sure that you are in your zone of genius. Number one, you're tired of playing small and feeling stagnant. Maybe you've been in the same place with the same client for the same amount of time and you are done. You're just ready to move. You're ready to do the things. Number two, maybe you're tired of all the waiting, and I have talked about, there's a lot of things that we can talk about around this, and I'm going to do another podcast on this, but if you're tired of waiting for the right moments, procrastination is one of the seven success traps that I have identified for entrepreneurs. Procrastination is the mere fact that you are waiting for the right time, the right moment, the right circumstances, the right this, that, or another thing. But if you are ready to get serious, you are ready to let go of all that waiting. You're ready to let go of procrastination. You're going to start doing the things, okay? You're also ready to get serious if you're tired of feast and famine, the feast and famine cycle. This, I get three clients 1 month, but then I don't get clients for months on end. That is a sign that you are definitely ready to start buckling down and getting serious. Also, you're probably feeling tired of feeling powerless, meaning you're doing all the things that you think you should be doing or that experts and other coaches have said that you should do, but you're just not in the right game. Like something is off, something is not working, and you're tired of feeling like you have no control over your business, over the outcomes in your business. That is a sign that you're ready to get serious. You're ready to start figuring out what the heck is going on. And that is something that I can help you with, I assure you. Finally, two other points and signs that you're ready to get serious. You're tired of survival mode. You're tired of not making time for the impact work that you actually want to be doing because you're so busy doing what I call fluff work, busy work. Fluff work and busy work doesn't lead to clients or sales. It leads to more busy work. And sometimes we can spend so much time in survival mode and busy work that we forget that there's other things that we should be doing. And so that is a sign you're ready to get serious. You're going to start putting those priorities first. And then finally, tired of breaking your own promises, saying you're going to do something, but not doing it, saying you're going to finish something or start something, but not doing it. You're tired of not getting the things done that you need to get done. Again, because you're in survival mode, working on all the busy work. So these are some of the signs. There's more, but these are some of the signs that you might have been feeling leading up to this. Okay, I'm ready to get serious. This is my time. This is my moment. If this is your time and your moment, I just want to tell you that it's time to go all in. There is this idea that we can have, you know, a really great thriving business working very few hours. That is a myth. It's a total myth. It doesn't exist. If you want a thriving business, you're going to have to put the time in. And so part of getting serious and really deciding to go all in on yourself and your work and your business is this idea that it's time for you to kind of go all in on yourself and really start to lean into what an expansion of self would look like. And it's time to start feeling more legit. You know, like I kind of like to look at it like this, like it's time to be a grown-up business. You're not dabbling anymore. It's not a hobby. It's not a side hustle. You're ready to take this serious. You're ready to take this full time. You're ready to take this up a notch. You're ready to start to work less and, you know, really care for your clients the way that you want to be caring for them, but then also really starting to have an impact. And this is what I call the expansion time. And so, and there's a whole podcast that you can listen to on, you know, what the expansion is that you need. But the truth is that this fresh start effect is going to wear off. And then what you're going to be left with is change is hard. And it's hard to break some habits that maybe you have gotten yourself into. And a lot of the work that you might need to do is unlearning some things that you thought were working or that you think are going to work, but you insist on keep doing them because your brain is like, but this is what I need to do. But this is what I need to do. And your expansion, that sort of gap, and I'll talk a little bit more about this, is where the work is that you need to change or shift out of or shift into in order to actually start to have the momentum that you want in your business. And it really all begins with the power of commitment, the power of intention. And I talk about Brave Yes Intentions in another podcast, but this is where I say, let's develop a bold Brave Yes intention for you and for your business. And this needs to be around this idea of going all in. And I'll give you a really great example or story. It's really more of an anecdote. There have been times in the past for me, particularly at the end of my first business, The Abundant Mama, and even in the beginning of, you know, after I transitioned into a new business, where money was tight. Money was just, I was covering my salary. I was covering my expenses, but I also lost a lot of savings that I had. And it was very stressful. And there were many times where I would just be like, all right, I guess I'm just going to have to get a job. And every entrepreneur goes through this, right? Every entrepreneur goes through this. And so this has actually become a thing for me where I will go into Indeed and I will look for jobs. And I joke, but I don't really think I'm completely wrong. I don't think I'm employable. Even though I can run a six-figure business, even though I am, you know, a masterful online marketer and digital marketer, even though I've built many things, taught many things, speak all day, I don't think that I fit the category of somebody who would get hired because there are certain boxes that need to be checked. But nonetheless, sometimes in the past, I have gone into Indeed and I have looked for jobs. And what I come to at the end, especially when I look at the salary and the time commitments and the locations, and I realize, no, the energy that I would put into getting a job and doing the job is what I need to put into for going all in on myself in this business. And that's the energy that I'm trying to impress upon you here today. If you are ready to go all in on yourself, all that energy that you put in is going to come back to you. But when you're putting that energy elsewhere because you're not sure if this is going to work, or if you have, you know, a part-time job or a full-time job and you're trying to build your business, that's hard to do because you need to put all your energy into your business in order to get all the reaps and the benefits that you're trying to get. And so, are you all in? Are you all in? That is the question. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to make this work, to get you to the next level, or to pivot if that's what you're ready to do, which is what I did. So if this is your all-in moment, get your notebook out. I'm going to give you a couple tips, okay? So I'm all in is what I'm going to be working with here today. I'm all in. Invest in yourself. This is the first step. Invest in yourself, your clarity, your capacity, and your vision. Set that brave, yes, bold intention. Set that vision, or if you don't know the vision, invest in helping you to find that vision, and then invest all the money that you have, all the time and all the energy resources that you have in your clarity and your capacity. This is number one. Your clarity and your capacity are key to whether or not you're going to be successful. And from there, you can make your blueprint. Make your blueprint. Get out the paper and the pen and make your map. Plot the path to your empire. First, you must have the vision though, right? You must have the clarity and the vision, and you must have the capacity to make it happen, because the next step is to actualize that dream. And you actualize the dream by taking imperfect but impactful action. Not busy work, not fluff work. Focusing on impact work. And that's how you actualize the dream. And I know, because I have done this more than once now. I said to I have a business bestie on Voxer. And I said to her recently, I said, you know, I used to think that the success of Abundant Mama was luck, that it just came in at the right time, that I just got lucky. And now I'm having equal success. And I realize that wasn't luck. And I actually said this to my husband too. And he was like, of course it wasn't luck. He's like, you saw the opportunities. You created the things. And so he was able to like help me see, not only was it not luck, but that I actually was the visionary. Not only was I the visionary, not only did I have the vision and the intentions and the dream, but then I actually did the hard work of making it happen. I actualized the dream, and that's what I'm doing now as well. And I only do it through impact work, not busy work. I don't have time for busy work. Now, maybe I should do a whole podcast on fluff and busy work. Let me write a note. Let me just write that down. I'm not going to even edit this, so there you go. Okay, so actualizing the dream is the work, okay? And there's no way around that work. It's going to be hard and messy, and I'm going to talk about that in a bit. It's very hard and very messy. And there is work to be done, both in clarity and in deciding, making decisions and setting priorities. The next part of this I'm all in that I'm talking about is leaning into the gap. And I have a whole episode on this, leaning into the gap, which I talk about your expansion a little bit more. And I do encourage you to listen to that as well. But, you know, this is that leaning into the space where you have growth to happen. This is where your growth mindset and your growth actions are going to happen. This is where you create the space for your own thriving because you're not where you want to be. So you're over here and the dream is over there and it's a big gulf. Maybe it's a sea or an ocean or a creek. I don't know how big it is for you. Depends on the goal sometimes. That is your expansion. Your expansion is getting you from point A to point B or point A to point C, whatever it is for you. And there's a whole methodology that I use with clients to really help you identify what that expansion is, because what you think it is probably not actually what it is. That's for a whole other podcast also. The next is to lead without followers. I talked about this concept of traveling through the dark valley of irrelevance and this idea that you can be a leader even when you don't actually have followers. I mean, there's lots of examples of people in history who have stood up and been the only ones standing up or fighting for something and been the only ones fighting for it. This is how we lead. This is how we start to take ourselves and our work more seriously. And yes, it is super uncomfortable. So if you didn't listen to that episode about the dark valley of irrelevance, please go listen to it. It is a brave yes to start to speak out on things and topics and issues and in places where nobody else is yet listening or nobody else is yet on board. But that's how we build our businesses. That is absolutely how we build our businesses. And so that's where influence begins. And I want you to influence. I want you to be somebody who is influencing and working your magic and your methodology with your people. And this is where, when you're all in, when you are completely all in on and taking yourself and your work more seriously, you are influencing in every small and big way. And sometimes you'll feel like a winner, and sometimes you'll feel like you are still not there yet. And that is normal, 100% normal. And that is the messy middle of business. And so the final stage of I'm all in is learning to navigate this messy middle with resilience, with patience, with trust and surrender, if I go back to that. And to realize that it's all messy middle, that we're never not in a messy middle when we're entrepreneurs and creators and creatives and change makers and leaders. We're never not in a messy middle. There's always something that we should be working toward or could be working toward or trying to get through. And so that is the messy middle of business. And it all requires your energy, your capacity, and your clarity so that you can lead through it with resilience. And I happen to be a resilience expert. It's something that I take in my work very seriously because I can recognize when somebody's falling victim to their life circumstances. And if you fall victim to your life circumstances, then you are not being resilient. A lot of times our life circumstances, it could be a business circumstances or life circumstances or career circumstances, requires us to take different actions so that we can rise above it and use it to our advantage. the things that hold you back, the things that make you struggle, those are actually assets to your business and to your resilience strategies. So navigating the messy middle with grace and grit and gratitude is a huge part of being all in, knowing that it's just not going to be easy, but fighting your way to the other side anyway. So to circle back, if this is your get serious moment, the question now is, what do you need to do to make it happen? Is there a gap for you that you need to travel through? Is there an expansion that you need in order to do the things you need to do, or in order to create the business that you really want? I love, you know, and I think I talk about this in the podcast, but it's somewhere in something I've either written recently or talked about that, you know, it was a Brave Yes newsletter that I put out on Substack every week. You know, we have to become the person to write the book that we want to write. So we have to become the person that we need to create the business that we want to create, or to be the influencer that we want to create, to become, or to be the authority or expert in our industry that we want to become. If you have that desire to have, you know, to have more clients, to become more known in your industry, to become a thought leader, to become somebody who has, you know, a whole slate of programs, you have to become that person first, or as you go along, because a lot of times who you are now is not going to get you there. And so there's growth that has to happen. There's a gap. There's an expansion that needs to take place. And that's all part of I'm ready to get serious. I'm ready to buckle down and do the things. So if you're all in, I want to hear from you. I want you to go to my website and send me a message, or book one of those free exploratory calls by applying. Once you fill out the application, we will decide if you if you're in the right place for that exploratory coaching session. And if you're not, you'll still hear from us. You'll still hear from me. Because here's the thing. Expansion requires a lot from you. And the first thing that it requires is that capacity piece. And if you're not sure that you have the energy to go bigger, to play bigger, then that tells me that your capacity isn't there. And we just need to boost it. Expansion also requires support. You need a safe, calm, and strong support for your own ability to bloom and expand out of your current container. Your current container is too small, and you need to find those few people who are going to get it, who are going to get you, who are going to get your vision, who are going to be rooting for you. And those people, those very few people, are going to be the ones to hold you accountable and to be the kind of safe space that you need to explore your own edges of expansion. And expansion also requires a vision and a permission to dream bigger and play bigger. Yeah, you can stay safe and comfortable in your current conditions, but if you keep doing that, you're missing out on cultivating a playground for perspective building and pushing yourself to dream bigger and staying with all of your vision without falling back to safety is crucial. You need permission to dream bigger. You need a safe space to allow you to do that. So wherever you're feeling called to expand, wherever you're feeling called to go all in, I just want you to know that you're not alone and that you've got this. So keep doing the work. Keep letting yourself grow. Keep believing in yourself. And above all, keep taking yourself and your work more seriously.